Global Player. Radio, live playlists, and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer has claimed Nigel Farage's plans will lead to a Liz Truss-style economic meltdown. The Reform UK leaders promised to cut taxes, remove the two-child cap on benefits and restore winter fuel payments. The Prime Minister's accused him of a mad experiment and using family finances as a gambling chip. Zia Youssef is Reform's chairman.
Keir Starmer is panicking because his awful government is now trailing Reform by a staggering 8 points in the latest YouGov poll. The fact is, we're always told by the two old parties there's no money left. When Nigel's the Prime Minister, that changes and the interests of the British people will come first.
A nine-year-old is the youngest person injured when a car was driven to crowds at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday. The oldest is 78. A 53-year-old man is still being questioned. Israel has announced 22 new Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, the biggest expansion in decades. The UK government has criticised it, with the minister calling the plan illegal and a deliberate obstacle to Palestinian statehood. But Israeli journalist Gideon Levy believes opponents are fighting a lost cause.
20 more settlements or 20 less. Anyone who travels to the West Bank sees the picture on the ground, and the picture on the ground is that the settlers are governing the occupied territories, the West Bank, and nobody can stop them.
Donald Trump is expected to appeal a decision by a U.S. court to block his administration from imposing sweeping import tariffs. Three judges ruled the president overstepped his authority when he used an emergency law to impose the taxes. People in Somerset have been hit by a series of sign-swapping pranks. There are fears drivers could be confused by a Welcome to Frome sign that's been relocated to Midsummer Norton, 10 miles away. Farrington Gurney residents are being greeted with a Welcome to Glastonbury sign, and the signpost welcoming people to Kilmersdon has popped up on the Frome boundary. The weather, wind and rain moving east with sunny spells developing behind, a high of 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
That sounds to me like someone's got far too much time on their hands. It's Hall of Fame 3 at 3 time. We start with the highest entry this year for Johann Strauss Jr.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
one of several new entries in the Classic FM Hall of Fame this year, Patrick Doyle's music from the soundtrack to Sense and Sensibility, and we heard My Father's Favourite. And we started your 3 at 3 this afternoon with By the Beautiful Blue Danube, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra under Franz Welser-Most, with the music of Johann Strauss II. And, by the way, that piece of music, famously used in 2001, A Space Odyssey, that is going to be heading into space on Saturday, this Saturday, to mark the 200th anniversary of the birth of Johann Strauss Jr. And the signal, so Tim, our newsreader, tells me, the signal will travel at 670 million miles per hour, putting it past the moon in 1.5 seconds, past Jupiter in 23 minutes, and Neptune in 4 hours. That's going to be quite a journey for By the Beautiful Blue Danube. Good year for that work as well. Up one place, but inside the top 100 still at number 92. The highest entry for Haydn in 2025, his trumpet concerto.
Thank you.
Haydn and Mozart, great friends and huge mutual admirers of each other's music. Haydn's Trumpet Concerto here on Classic FM, part of which played by Sergei Nakhirikov, together with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra. Up 19 places this year in the Classic FM Hall of Fame to number 271. If you fancy a whole 60 minutes of music from the new top 300, join Dan Walker for Classic FM Breakfast, 6:30 on Friday morning, and from 9, the Hall of Fame Hour.
Classic FM. Thank you.
the gentle, soothing sound of Siogan, played by the Ian Sutherland Concert Orchestra, conducted by their namesake. And William Lloyd Webber, he brought us Invocation. Skylar Kanga on harp, with Richard Hickox looking after the City of London Sinfonia. Almost 25 to 4 on Classic FM. Yesterday afternoon, Margarita Taylor, who's with us after 4, of course, on Classic FM, between 4 and 7, and Margarita yesterday said to me, tomorrow, Thursday, she said, which is technically Friday. She's got a point.
Annus Dei, Annus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, qui tollis peccata mundi, Annus Dei, Annus Dei. Thank you.
She's a very wise woman, is Margarita Taylor. Back with us just after four on Classic FM. Howard Goodall's Agnus Dei from Eternal Light of Requiem, Alfie Bow, London Musici, and the Choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, on Classic FM.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
The third movement of what is known as the Christmas Concerto by Corelli on Classic FM. Simon Standage conducting Collegium Musicum 90.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
May It Be, written by Enya, played by two cellos and the LSO. And Miłosz played us that traditional romance here on Classic FM. 12 minutes to four, Mozart is our man. That's how you do it, says Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the finale to his Symphony No. 29. And it was Charles McCarrick, the much-missed conductor, with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra here on Classic FM. News and weather and Margarita Taylor next for us on Classic FM. See you for Friday's requests from one.
Classic FM.
Those who are curious feel an urge to travel, to explore the world. At Viking, we create voyages for the thinking person because travel enriches the mind and connects cultures in meaningful ways. With small, modern, all-veranda ocean ships that were designed to bring you closer to the destination, discover the world's iconic cities and quaint villages. Exploring the world in comfort. Learn more at viking.com.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
Or like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, detectives investigating a crash at Liverpool's Premier League title parade have released more details about the victims. A 53-year-old is still being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. Liam Gotting has seen a statement from Merseyside Police.
Seven people remain in hospital after what happened on Monday night, but the good news is that they are all recovering well in hospital, according to Merseyside Police, who say that the youngest victim injured in the Liverpool parade crash is 9 years old and that the oldest person injured is a 78-year-old.
Reform UK say Labour are panicking after a speech where the Prime Minister called its spending plans fantasy economics. It comes after Nigel Farage promised earlier this week he'd cut taxes and scrap welfare caps if he wins the general election. The UK government has criticised Israel's plans to establish 22 new settlements in the occupied West Bank. One minister says the move will further imperil Palestinian statehood. Meanwhile, musicians, campaigners and actors have read out the names of 15,000 children who've died during the conflict in Gaza. It's after they published an open letter calling on the Prime Minister to end all arms sales to Israel. Oscar-nominated filmmaker Misan Harriman was among the signatories.
Words are not going to save these children. Action, concrete action from a sovereign nation with great power will. And the whole country is watching what our leaders will do.
The Environment Agency says northwest England has seen the third lowest rate of rain between February and April in 154 years. A drought has been declared across the region with a call for people to be mindful of their water use.